Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Carco, Peter Martin, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. I am Stanford Simon. Welcome to Inside Finance. And within the next half an hour, today I will be speaking to Ms. Margaret Belfond, Project Coordinator of the Project Coordination Unit in PCU in the Ministry of Finance. I have the question. She has the information. So we'll see what we'll do within the next half an hour and how much information we can give to you. I look forward to this interesting discussion. I've never spoken to someone from the PCU unit and the projects. The government talk about projects, so we hear what the projects are. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back and continue the discussion here with Ms. Margaret Belfond. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great things happening at the SGBC, Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Pleasant good day to you, Ms. Belfond.
Good day to you, Pastor Simon.
Welcome to Inside Finance. This is your first moment with us, and I know when persons come here and sit here for the first time, they wonder what in the world would happen. I'm sure you're thinking so. Well, we're going to have a good time together. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Like we say, how is the family?
The family is well.
The family is well. If the family is well, it means that mommy is well, and so all works well. If the family is well, it means that mom is well. Now, one of the questions I guess that persons will be wondering, how long have you been a public servant, and when did you become a project coordinator of the PCU?
To start with, Pastor Simon, before joining the Project Coordination Unit, I worked at the Ministry of Education for the past 3 decades or so.
Wow.
And part of that 3 decades I'm talking about include my current stint at the Project Coordination Unit. Mm. I joined the Project Coordination Unit in 2006, but became Project Coordinator in 2010, which is for basically 5.5 years now.
Mm. So pretty much you have been within that unit for that length of time, working as head of the department, or you went in working and then you elevated to head of department.
Right. When I joined the Project Coordination Unit, I went there in a different capacity. Okay. As planning programmer. And as I said, from 2010, I became the head of the unit as Project Coordinator.
Okay. Now, explain to us, what is the role of the Project Coordination Unit? And how many staff do you have? Also within that, if you could tell us, because personally wondering, what is this part, the project coordination? They're trying to understand it. Explain it to us.
Right. Essentially, the project coordination unit was set up within the Ministry of Finance in the year 2000 as a precondition for funding from the World Bank for a project. Essentially, the World Bank wanted to ascertain that the government has the capacity in terms of personnel, in terms of and other resources to implement the project. So essentially in the financing agreement with the World Bank, it would have been stipulated the levels of staffing that is needed to implement the project in terms of the competencies, the responsibilities would have been outlined. So the government was obligated to set up that unit to implement, to start with World Bank funded projects. And when I say the obligation of government, it is in the areas of procurement management, financial management of the project, because those are two key responsibilities for the implementation of any project.
Mm-hmm. How many staff do you have?
Currently, the project coordination unit has 13 staff members, along the lines of administration. There are three persons, the project coordinator, which is myself, an administrative assistant, and an office operations clerk. Along the lines of procurement, there are two procurement officers and a procurement assistant. In the area of financial management, there are two accountants, one financial management specialist, and an accounting clerk. Now, the project management function within the PCU is sort of new in the sense that for one of the projects that we are implementing, the project management team is located within the project coordination unit. But what normally happens, though, is that the project implementation team is usually housed within the implementing agency. So, for example, if there is a project within the education sector, the project implementation team would be located at the Ministry of Education. If the project is in the, let's say, health sector, then the project implementation team would be within the health sector.
So you pretty much move around the ministries.
Very much so, because we have to liaise quite a lot with the implementation agency. What we do in the PC, basically, like I said, to manage the procurement process, manage the finances of the project, all aspects of, you know, disbursement and so forth. So the project coordination unit does not implement the project activities per se, but we work along with the implementation agencies in that.
That is to make sure that they do it right.
Yes.
And the reporting is correct.
And the reporting is correct, because there are specific procedures that we must follow, particularly to do with donor-funded projects. The World Bank, I mentioned, you know, we implement World Bank-funded projects. And over time, our portfolio has expanded to include projects funded by other donor agencies, for example, the Caribbean Development Bank and OFID, which is the OPEC Fund for International Development.
What are the major projects being implemented? Who is funding them? That is critical, because many persons are asking, well, what project government doing? Government talking about project, what project is there? Talk to us about these projects that government have and who is funding them.
I'm sure, Pastor Simon, that may have heard about some of the projects that are going on right now, which includes projects that the project coordination unit is involved in. Currently, the PCU, Project Coordination Unit, has a portfolio of five projects. These projects are the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project. That's one of the major projects of government that we are focusing on. That project is funded by the World Bank. We also have the OFID Schools Rehabilitation Project. OFID is the OPEC Fund for International Development, and that agency is funding the Schools Rehabilitation Project. So those are the two what I would consider major projects. But in addition to that, as part of the five projects within the portfolio, we also have the Caribbean Regional Communication Infrastructural Project, CARSIP. That's another project funded by the World Bank. We have the Safety Net Advancement Project, also funded by the World Bank, and that project, the implementation agency, is the Ministry of Social Development. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that the CASIP, Caribbean Regional Communications Infrastructure Project, is implemented by the ministry responsible for ICT. Mm-hmm. That's under the Ministry of Works. And we also provide support for the Caribbean Development Project, which is funding a schools rehabilitation project as well. Okay. So those are the five projects within the portfolio.
Okay. I know Sendal Ternel, some work have been going on there, and government have been involved in that. What is the status of the repairs to Sendal Ternel? And I know there is a wall, the Presbyterian Church and all of that need to be put in. Talk to us about that.
This particular activity falls under the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Project. Yeah, perhaps I should just give a little
background
yes. on that project before I go into the activities. Because that particular project is what I would consider a multi-sectoral project. It has many different activities that falls under the ambit of different implementing agencies. So there is the infrastructural component that covers such activities like the Sendal Tunnel, landslip in the Constantine area. We have the River Road or St. John's River flood mitigation project or activity, I should say, because it falls under the project. There is the Lance and Harbor Bridge to be reconstructed. There is also the support to Nawassa for the construction of water reservoirs. We've also did some intervention with the Maurice Bishop International Airport with the provision of fire trucks, rescue boat, and so forth. So you will see that that particular project, the RDVRP, encompass different, you know, implementing agencies and has intervention in many different areas. With respect to Sendal Tunnel, the activities that were done under the RDVRP would have included the design of that to determine the solution in dealing with the rockfall situation there, and the going right up through to the tendering for the works of that that's a project. So we are at the stage now, the tendering stage for that particular activity, and we are right now in the negotiation. I just go back and go back on that. We are in the negotiation stage, about to finalize negotiation with the recommended
contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And following that, well, when I said I'm correct on that. Following negotiations, then we will move on to the signing of the contract with the recommended contractor. And we are looking to have that process completed by the end of, by the middle of July, I would say. And if we allow, let's say, for 1 month mobilization, you know, to have activities actually start in August. But we have been looking at that the August is the peak. Would be a very busy time here, considering that Carnival will be held during that month and so forth. And the work to be done on Sendal Tunnel will require interruption in the flow of traffic to and from the city. So we are thinking, although we have not yet put forward those issues for decision making, but we are thinking that perhaps August may not be
the best month
to start the project.
So maybe
we're looking at September, thereabout.
Okay.
But like if everything goes as planned, if there was no carnival coming up and peak season, we could have seen work starting in August. Okay.
So motorists should be thinking disruption in the traffic by September or October.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have as part of our function within the Project and Coordination Unit, social development, which looks at all issues pertaining to how the activities under the project would impact the public, how they would be affected, you know, both in terms of, whether it's benefits or in a negative way. So we would have had the social development specialists consulting with all of the stakeholders within that vicinity. So we'd had the business community, the church, and so forth. And we've had the cooperation of members of the Royal Grenada Police Force to, you know, advise on traffic matters and so forth. So they would have come up with a plan as to how the traffic would be regulated during the period of construction of the project. And already they would have conducted episode with the Grenada Information Survey, started the public awareness to advise the public as to what would be the traffic situation during the construction phase of Sendal Tunnel.
So that's the, that's the repair too.
That's the repair to the Sendal Tunnel. Yes.
Okay, folks, thank you for joining us today. I'm speaking here with Miss Margaret Belfon, who is the project coordinator of the Project Coordination Unit in the PCU, and we within the Ministry of Finance. Boy, Ministry of Finance have a whole lot of stuff going on. So we take a word for our sponsors, we come back, and I continue my discussion here with her, talking about the projects within the ministry.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Miss Margaret Belfon, project coordinator of the Project Coordination Unit in the PCU. By the way, what PCU stands for?
Stands for Project Coordination Unit.
Okay.
It's just the acronym for Project Coordination Units.
Okay. Just for those who are listening, just let it know. Now, this question, though, concerning Guav, what is the status of the Lance and Hubble bridges in Guav?
For the Lance and Hubble bridge, we have on board a consulting firm from Spain, and they have been consulted to undertake review of the designs for these two bridges, and also to assist with the preparation of the bills of quantities and the tender documents. We started at that stage because the designs for those two bridges were already prepared. Yeah, for other activities, you may hear me mention that you know, designs had to be done for the particular activity. So right now, the consultants are doing the bills of, they have submitted the bills of quantity, and it is under review, Part of the process that is undertaken for that particular type of activity, construction activity, is that the Ministry of Works has to sign off on all you know, designs and, you know, bill of quantities and the like. So the consultants would have already completed their review of the bridge, completed the bill of quantities. So the Ministry of Works is doing the review of the final designs. Once the Ministry of Works sign off on that, then the next step in the process is to obtain the World Bank's no objection to proceed to issue the tender documents for inviting tenders for contract works.
So we should see that project starting soon then?
Yes, we are expected, we are hoping to issue a tender notice by the end of July. And if all goes well, to have construction activities start early 2016.
Okay,
yes.
So that's very much on its way.
Yeah.
Now, the folks in La Follette, I think, will be one happy for me asking this question. What is the status of St. Mary's School in La Follette? The people in La Follette want to know. Talk to us.
Yes, St. Mary's School. This is one of the activities where we experience a lot of challenges. It's one of the schools based on contractual obligation, that we should have seen completed end of March. But to date, that project is only 40% completed. And like I said, we had experienced a lot of challenges, you know.
Which of those you're having the challenges with? Is it with the financing or with the contractor?
Really, the challenges that we will face with has to do with the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was a great concern to both the schools, because as you would imagine, you know, the school, they would want to have the use of the facility within the time. And also it's a frustration on the part of, you know, us working within the PCU and government in terms of wanting to deliver a project within, you know, the set
specified
time. And what has happened though is that although we have tried, or we are still trying to work with the contractor, we have contemplated terminating that contract. But when we look at what is involved in retendering, it was felt that it was not in the best interest to have the contract terminated. Because if I may just explain a little in terms of the process for tendering,
mm-hmm.
you know, you issue notice for tender, you have to allow contractors at least, between 4 to 6 weeks to prepare and submit a bid. Then you have to go through the evaluation process. You have the approval process within the tenders board, the cabinet. Then, of course, obtaining the final approval from the donor agency, which is OFID in that instance, the OPEC Fund for International Development. So it wasn't in the best interest of, you know, government to go through a retendering of that process. But currently, we are putting things in place to make sure that the contractor has the necessary resources to complete the project. And we are anticipating that within the next 6 months, that project should be completed.
Okay, because if you go back to retender, it may take you another year and a half before
it
actually ready.
Yes, certainly.
All right.
Because approval process are not just smooth and straightforward.
I know.
As
a contractor myself, I understand the pain and the length. And at least when you're having a challenge with a contractor and to go back to retender, that in itself can be a challenge. So you're opted to work with a contractor to complete a project, which is better.
Yes.
Which is better. Now, we pretty much have a final question for you, though. What other projects will start this year? What are some of the other projects? Persons are asking, what other projects government have in the pipeline? Could you share that with us?
Yeah. If I may just say, sometimes we use the description projects and activities, you know, simultaneously,
right.
You know. But under the Let me start with the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project. It was one of the major projects I mentioned that is going on now. And under that project, there are several activities. I have already mentioned what is the status of Sendal Tunnel, also the status of the Lansan Harbour Bridge. But under that project, we also have the St. John's River flood mitigation, and we are about to finalize the supervision contract for that particular activity. The designs were already have already been done. The designs were done under another project, not the World Bank funding project. It was done under CDB Development, Caribbean Development Bank, project. And under the World Bank funded project, we are going to do the supervision and the actual construction works. For the supervision project that we are about to finalize, one of the tasks of the consultant would be to review the design and following that to assist in putting the tender documents, bill of quantities and so forth together. So we are hoping to sign the consultant's contract by the first week in July. It may take another 2 months or so for the consultant to review the design and then come up with the tender documents. So basically we are looking at construction works starting early in 2016.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a project you have that coming
for this year, because we hope that all of the tendering and selection of the contract will happen by the end of this year, and it is kind of timely to have actual work start during the first quarter of 2016, you know, the rainy season.
Yes, you need to do in the dry time.
Exactly.
Just before I conclude quickly, could you tell us what are some of the projects you have completed within the last 6 months?
Certainly. We would have had a completion of works on T.A. Marshall Community College, GBSS. And if I may say, we expect works to be completed on McDonald's College by August 31st. We're also expecting to have works completed on Woburn Methodist School within the next 5 months. And all of those projects are projects being done under the OFID Fund for International Development, OPEC.
And most of them are schools?
As schools, yes. Okay. All of those are as schools.
All right.
Yes.
Any final thoughts? Anything you want to leave with us as we conclude?
Well, what I would want to say, though, is that we should be seeing a lot of, activities that we are involved in actual construction work starting within the last quarter of this year and early next year.
Thank you so much, folks. Been speaking there to Ms. Margaret Belfond, the project coordinator of the Project Coordination Unit, PCU, in the Ministry of Finance. It is the Ministry of Finance. I have so many departments. That's one of the areas of projects. And as I said to you, I'm trying my best to get the Prime Minister to come. He's kind of a hard man to tie down, but I will get him here. I promised you within now and the middle of next month, I will get him to sit in this chair and have a talk with him about what is happening within his ministry and the government at large. This has been a program of Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today. My special thanks to Ms. Margaret Belfond. Thank you for being here and sharing with us today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Simon. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you. I want to wish you a very blessed day, your family, and your department within the Ministry of Finance.
Thank you so much.
Join me here next week at the same time where we do this all over again, Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.